Welcome, slur words, to every...
slur words?
I mean, with that hat, you know.
What is that? What does that mean? It's a mailer. It's a...
She's got a...
United States Postal Service mailer.
Okay, you know what?
I didn't think about that. But from certain angles, it does look a little...
From certain angles, this does look
that
a little bad.
Straight on.
Yeah. Here.
See, now it's like a squat. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, that's much better.
Great. It looks like a wizard's hat or something.
It's slowly becoming more erect, though.
Well, I don't. It looks.
It's going back. It's coming back up.
Looks good. Welcome to the After Hours, everyone. Thanks for supporting the Patreon and supporting your boys, Matt and Ryan.
Yeah, it means a lot. Thank you, guys. We really love all the support, and we don't say that enough. It means the world to us, and we ain't just busting balls here. Okay, it really means a lot. We really appreciate it.
And this ain't the After Hours for nothing.
Oh, no way, dude. Holy shit. For the audio listeners,
I should actually take a hit now.
That should be the promo for the After Hours. You smoke that shit, dude. Be careful, man. You're getting a little rowdy. You can't control yourself when you're on that stuff, man. Are you on that shit? You smoking that shit?
It's After Hours. Look, it gives a nice little effect.
Yeah, it does. It's like the old podcast drawing.
Huh?
With the smoke coming up, you know?
Is that like our new thing? Our new thing is...
The burst of excitement.
It's because you're trying to stifle it because it's like... And then it's uncontrollable.
Too much.
It's too much. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you watch the new episode of Uncle Sleepover, Spy Kids 2, you'll see plenty of that. Just imagining a guy in a movie theater laughing like that.
Honestly, I'd like to start off a little by asking everyone, how are they enjoying the Patreon? For those who have been a part of the Patreon for a while, we've been trying to... provide more and be better about uploading stuff and providing content for y'all. How do y'all feel satisfied? And if the answer is no, sorry.
Yeah, we're trying to show it a little more love.
Is it noticeable? Does it come across? Do you notice? I mean, there were times where we went like a whole month without uploading something to our Patreon.
Basically, yeah.
Right?
Hey, and what I would say is, you know, It's usually just lack of ideas.
Yeah.
So I mean, if you guys have any specific ideas that you'd like to see on the Patreon,
it's due to how uncreative we are.
We're not very creative dudes, unfortunately. We have a marketing team that comes up with all of our ideas for us. It's like a boardroom type situation. A bunch of dudes in suits. They sit around a table.
I'm excited. Have we announced that we're?
What are you excited for?
I don't want to give away the name because I think the name.
Oh yeah, yeah. Don't give away the name.
But the board game series.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be like something that we do like every week. It's probably gonna be
twice a week. Actually,
it's gonna be, I'd say, as sparse of a show as, a little more common now than Drunk Drawing, but like still pretty sparse.
Like Mailroom, maybe.
It's something we do every now and then. You know.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. So we're gonna do a little board game show.
Got the first game picked out. I'm excited.
If you guys got any suggestions for games,
now it's board and card games and games in general.
We could do Beyblades.
We are the gamers, the board gamers.
Yeah. The board gamers. It's gonna be a fun show, guys. So get ready for that. Okay, we gotta speak with our hands more. Get ready for that, like a host of a reality show. You know. We really got to start just, you know, people really like it when you speak with your hands. It shows that you're more of an emotive person. So,
Fuck. We
got to start doing that. What's wrong? What's wrong, my friend? Tell me. I'm listening.
There's a sneeze there, and I was trying to...
Is the pollen getting you, too?
No.
I think what it is that wood chipper out front. They're throwing tree branches in. So pollen's going everywhere right now. It's getting Luke, too. You saw Luke was crying.
I'm fucked up on sawdust.
Oh, this sawdust got me fucked up, dog.
Forrest, you shouldn't be snorting sawdust. That's actually counterintuitive to a healthy lung cycle.
Why, Lieutenant Dan? It comes from the earth.
Well,
It's like, so do rocks, but you don't snort rocks into your lungs, do you?
Actually, Lieutenant Dan, look.
They'd go to my stomach. It's a separate airway, Lieutenant Dan.
I just eat those.
Forrest, wait, you can't eat rocks that snort sawdust.
Well, it comes from the earth, so, you know.
What? Wait.
How do you think I survived all them years in NAM?
Wait, Forrest, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
I mean, Lieutenant Dan, God made dirt so dirt don't hurt.
He gets Lieutenant Dan to start eating dirt.
Wait, Forrest, that's brilliant.
You ever make
mud pies?
Mud pies, yeah.
Oh yeah, I've made mud. Oh, are you talking about the game as a kid where you use dirt like mud?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that no, I haven't.
Oh,
but yeah, is it fun?
Yeah, I mean yeah, you just
no mud. I did quite a bit. My friend and I made a mud pie factory. Okay, his little sisters had a. Now you're giving me these looks, Ryan. You don't even know where I'm going with the story. His little sisters had like a playhouse, and me and my friend we'd go inside the playhouse. We'd open up the windows. There's like a little like windowsill. We would make mud pies inside, and then put them on the windowsill. And then his little sisters would be. They had this wagon bike thing, and they would like load them up and then ride off and like deliver them. It was a fun game. I wish I could still play it now as an adult. With other adults. Why don't you and I ever have more just like imaginative play dates? Why don't we go in the woods and play Robin Hood? Why don't we fucking go play, do some mud pies out in the backyard?
Well, the rain's done now. So
we
no
have
more.
A hose.
That is true.
We can easily make mud pies. And we have a lot of space to make mud pies.
Why don't we just
Ryan?
Go mudding?
Yeah, mudding is fun, but making mud pies with your friend Matt in the backyard.
We could get out of the four-wheeler or whatever the fuck and make mud pies.
No, it's not the same. It's not the same as turning on the hose in the backyard with your old buddy Matt and making some mud pies.
We could let them bake in the sun. Give them for breakfast to our employees for nutrients.
Yeah, I bet Luke could put a mud pie down.
Oh. I don't know. Justin's kind of picky, so I don't know. But we make a mean mud pie.
We do. We make a mean mud pie. You let it sit out in the sun for about an hour. Yeah, that's a mud pie, all right. I'm serious about making some mud pies with you.
Okay. We'll make some mud pies.
Should we start naming the after hour episodes? Just for a little more pizzazz.
What do y'all think?
Because right now it's just after hours episode 342. Mm-hmm. 343. You know, I'm thinking maybe it should be like after hours, you know, episode blah 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 mud pies.
Ooh.
You know?
Get people to watch it more. It is you its know, own separate show.
I don't want it just to feel like an extension of the podcast. It is an extension of the podcast.
It is a direct extension of the podcast.
But it'd be cool if it had right its own after. Little if it had its own little name, you know?
Yeah.
Luke, you know what to do. Name it.
Yeah.
More work for him. Here, Luke, I'll give it. This one's called Mud Pies. Okay? How about that?
Easy.
Now, Luke, I'm only giving you this one for free, buddy.
Or call it Matt's in the KKK exclamation part, exclamation mark, question
don't
mark.
Don't do that. Don't call it that. And actually, look, I tapped.
And add this face with me going,
there's no thumbnails, idiot.
No, you got it from earlier, Luke.
See, does this look like the KKK to you?
Well, it did. Luke, take a previous picture.
Don't put that up, Luke. Take that off the screen right now. Look, this looks nothing like it.
No, you look like you're in Harry Potter.
Why do I look like I'm in Harry Potter?
Because they have those saggy ass wizard hats.
This is my wizard hat. See, we needed a
more like Harry Potter'd.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Voldemort. Magana turd. Dumble turd.
Severus turd.
Hermione Grange turd.
This is how about Sirius Brown? What the fuck? Whoa. Dude, there's no way to replicate this, but something about the shape of this thing on my head. If I strain my jaw, it sounds like a deep rumbling inside of this hat. like, it's really fucking cool. It stopped. There it is. That's crazy. Sorry, it's really cool. It was cool. What? And I'm not even the one that smoked Mary Jane.
Awkward.
What's awkward about it, dude? Leave me alone. Let me be, man.
Okay. See that classic Key and Peele sketch?
I don't watch Key and Peele. You know why?
It's because it's canceled.
Yep. I do like Key and Peele. When I was on tour, Ben put on Key and Peele a lot.
Who do you like more, Key or Peele? It's a tough one.
That is a tough one. I'm going to say Jordan Peele.
Okay.
It depends on the sketch, honestly.
Keegan was on Mad TV.
You know what? It depends on the sketch for those guys. They're both really funny. They're
Wait,
great comedians.
Were they both on Mad TV?
I think so. Doom, 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 doom. The theme song?
Look what I can do. Stuart?
Stuart
is the best, their best idea. Lil Stuart.
I'll have the continental breakfast.
I was talking about Mad TV.
I know. I was just quoting Key and Peele to cut you off.
Yeah.
I didn't want you talking about Mad TV for 1 second longer.
Why not?
It's enough of that.
Bobby Lee was on Mad TV.
So?
Tiger Belly?
Bobby Lee? More like Bobby P. What do you think about that?
More like Chris Brown. I'm stimming. Can I say that? Hey, Matt. What number am I thinking of? 1 to 1,000,000.
428.
Okay. Lucky guess. What number am I thinking of? 1 to 2,000,000.
Still thinking of 428. Now you're thinking of 429.
Stop. Stop it. Stop it right now.
Yellow.
Quit.
Octagon.
Knock it off.
And pizza.
I shouldn't be thinking about pizza.
Well, you are.
I know.
Can't even say what you're thinking about.
I haven't had pizza in a long time.
Long time, really? Why so long? Why no pizza?
Because I'm like, oh, it's awful for me. But then I just go and snack late at night with stuff that is equally, if not worse.
I really related to the whale when he had a candy drawer. He pulled open a drawer of candy, and I was like, I have one of those.
Except it's of Oreos. Oreo Thins?
No, it's candy.
Okay.
In fact, I should show you the 7-Eleven order I got the other night.
Oh, no. Why am I punished so heavily for having little cravings?
In fact, I'll probably just lose weight from snacking.
I know.
Because my body's like, there's no nutrients here. Throw it all out. Ryan, do you want to see my receipt?
Give it, hand it over so I can.
I'm ashamed of this one. Oh, I'm really ashamed of this looking back now.
Give it to me. Give it to me, Matt Watson. Come on. Come on.
So let me preface. I don't smoke weed often. I smoked weed this night and I was very high and I had the munchies. Ryan, you're going to make fun of me for this, dude.
Okay.
You're really going to make fun of me for this.
We are going to read off the order item by item. This is in one order. Damn, that's a lot. You got some good classics on here, I will say.
this is really bad.
Did you sense nostalgia? Did you have like some nostalgic, like...
I just had the munchies, man.
So, okay. We're going to start it off. Oh, I just looked at the total, Matt.
We don't need to read the total.
No. This is all... Okay. You got... Yeah, you never got multiples of one thing. You always got... So I'm just going to read them off item by item. Starburst Minis Fave Red.
It's like the red and pink ones only.
Takis Fuego Waves.
It's the chip version of Takis.
Fruit by the Foot Very Berry Tie-Dye. Zapp's Voodoo Pretzel Sticks. Hershey's milk chocolate,
which they forgot, by the way.
Sweet Tarts Ropes Twisted Rainbow, Gushers Super Sour Berry, Mamba Magic Sticks.
Those are really good.
Zapp's Voodoo Chips, Score,
which they gave me the spicy ones.
What's Score?
It's like a chocolate. It's like a toffee.
Ring Pop, various flavors. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Mini. 7-Eleven Replenish Zero Cherry. Is that a drink?
Yeah, I thought I'd try it out.
Okay. Tate's Chocolate Chip Cookies. Jack Link's Teriyaki Jerky. Cheez-It Groove Zesty Cheddar. And to top it all off, Starry Soda Lemon Lime.
Yeah, so...
That's a lot, dude. Did you eat all of it in that one?
No.
Have a good bit?
I have most of it.
Okay.
I just open it and I kind of...
Go at it.
And this is unrelated to the 6 cavities I had filled last week.
Of course.
But yeah, that was my 7-Eleven order.
that was good.
It's a big order.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You still have stuff left, you're hoarding for, what if another COVID happens?
I have snacks. Yeah, I won't have to be running to the store and stealing things off shelves. I'll have it all right there. And you guys have all of this right here in front of you on our Patreon. You've got plenty of episodes of the After Hours. You've got Uncle Sleepover. You've got Q&As. You've got Matt Watson mixtapes. Hoping there's a Ryan McGee mixtape soon.
Maybe.
I think you should.
We'll see.
I think you should. And plenty of bonus stuff. So thank you guys for watching. And I look like I'm from like The Handmaid's Tale. You know, like that time period.
Or a little woman. Stop it.